Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from FIDPIC and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, May 16th at venue 1235 in Lawrence. More information at fidpic.org.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 6:30. At 6:36, we will learn more about the situation regarding what had been thought of as a done deal, redistricting in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Virginia Supreme Court said, not so fast. So, it might happen. It might not happen. It's probably not going to happen. What does all of it mean? We will hear from a reporter down there. We will also, before we get to 7 o'clock, learn about the cocaine hippos. I've heard of cocaine bear, because I'm from Kentucky, but I hadn't heard of the cocaine hippos. Apparently they were owned by Pablo Escobar, and now a billionaire in India wants to ship them to India. We consider all things here. And we will consider the cocaine hippos coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go is happening at 7 p.m. Friday, May 15th at Liberty Hall. This time around, Flash Gordon. Chapter 1 of the 1936 serial, the 1980 reboot. Join us at Liberty Hall. It is made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Again, that's Cinema A Go-Go, 7 p.m. Friday, May 15th at Liberty Hall. Mostly clear skies overnight throughout most of northeast and east central Kansas. Lows tonight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. There's a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s. Partly sunny with a slight chance of rain. On Sunday, we're expecting a high in the upper 60s.
This is NPR News.
The new album Peaches from the Black Keys was produced out of gut instinct, they told me.
I was just like, oh my God, like there's some energy here. You can really hear like all of our musical influences kind of converging into this recording at once.
For more from my conversation with the eclectic rock duo, join me, Emily Fang, this weekend on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are up next. Lows in the upper 40s tonight. Skies should remain mostly clear. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high up in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 50s. It's 6:30.
Once described seeing a strange metallic ovaloid floating above a tree line in 2023. She also said that if other people with her hadn't seen the same thing, she wouldn't have spoken up. President Trump has promised unprecedented transparency for such records. He posted on social media that the release will allow the public to decide, quote, what the hell is going on.
Bill Chappell reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas agriculture leaders have concerns about the new farm bill passed by the U.S. House. After extending the current bill three times, the House has now passed a new farm bill that, among other things, maintains some conservation funding while bolstering crop insurance. While crop insurance is necessary for farmers to recover from drought and crop failure, some analysts think it largely helps mega farms. Paul Johnson is a policy analyst for the Kansas Rural Center and an advocate for specialty crops. He says the majority of that crop insurance goes to only 10% of Kansas farms.
We need to treat small farmers with the same dignity that our politicians give to small businesses.
The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for consideration. With the World Cup just over a month away, ticket prices have fallen for dozens of games, including the June 27th Algeria versus Austria match in Kansas City. Julie Denishay reports.
Resale ticket prices for nearly every World Cup match have dropped in recent weeks. The tournament expanded this year to 104 matches located in 16 host cities across Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Jason Durbin is Senior Vice President of Operations for the Overland Park-based reseller, Tickets for Less. He says more games in more places mean fans have to make hard choices.
If they don't have a Argentina or Brazil, the demand has been a lot softer than they expected.
Durbin says fans who purchase tickets to high-demand sporting events like the World Cup should buy them from a trusted reseller. I'm Julie Denishay.
The former CEO of an investment firm with Kansas ties has been found guilty of securities fraud. Brad Heppner is a native of Heston. He was the founder and CEO of the Beneficient investment firm. Kansas lawmakers gave one of Beneficient's subsidiaries a unique bank charter to do business in the state. The Kansas Reflector reports a federal jury in New York yesterday found Heppner guilty on multiple counts of misappropriating $150 million. He's facing up to 20 years in prison on each count. This is KPR.
Support for
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echevarria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies, too. All of those frequencies are listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org. We still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stay tuned for news at 7:01, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of Film Music Friday, tonight focusing on music from films about animals. Jeff Watson is your host. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR 2, up next, we have Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from Salinas Steeple Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Steeple in Salina, Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at steepletheater.org.
66 degrees in Topeka, 64 here in Lawrence, 75 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 7.
And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
Join us Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines. That's in just about 1 minute. It will be followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of Film Music Friday tonight, focusing on music from films featuring animals. Jeff Watson is your host. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Join us Friday night, May 15th at 7 p.m. for our next Cinema A Go-Go featuring an all-Flash Gordon bill, Chapter 1 of the 1936 cliffhanger, then the 1980 reboot featuring music by Queen. Doors open at 6:30. The show's at 7. Friday night, May 15th. Join us for Cinema A Go-Go. Mostly clear skies tonight over northeast and east central Kansas with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The U.S. military says it fired on and disabled 2 Iranian oil tankers after exchanging fire with Iranian forces in the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates reported another missile strike and drone attack today. The violence further undermines a month-old ceasefire that U.S. officials insist remains in effect. Iran says U.S. strikes violate the truce. The Trump administration is awaiting Tehran's response in the latest U.S. proposal aimed at ending the war. President Trump has been dismantling a key federal office responsible for investigating and prosecuting corruption allegations. Much of the impact will be felt far from Washington, D.C., as NPR's Ryan Lucas explains.
Smaller states and more rural places, that's where the public integrity section would step in with resources and expertise and do these cases to hold corrupt state and local officials to account. An example of that is the prosecution of a former police officer in a small town in Pennsylvania who was convicted of bribery and other offenses, including using his position to obtain sex from 2 women in exchange for favors in prosecutions. And people tell me that without the public integrity section doing these sorts of cases, it's likely that those sorts of abuses of power are going to continue unchecked.
NPR's Ryan Lucas reporting. Alabama's Republican Attorney General has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to lift a federal court order requiring the state to use a race-based congressional map for the state's upcoming congressional primaries. It comes after Alabama's Republican governor tentatively approved new congressional maps to favor Republicans today, part of a broader redistricting push after the Supreme Court removed race as a consideration for drawing district lines. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Democrats fought the legislation pushed through by the Republican supermajority in the Alabama legislature. Democratic State Senator Roger Smitherman says it erases 60 years of electoral gains under the Voting Rights Act.
And that is so disturbing and so wrong, the way that one-third of the people in this state are being disenfranchised, denied an opportunity to have representation.
But Republican Garland Gudger, the president pro tem of the Alabama Senate, says race is the wrong focus.
I think their focus is exactly what the court said, which should be about a partisan lines, not about race. And that's, in the end, what they're focused on is one, the race where we're focused on partisanship.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery.
The Pentagon has begun releasing files on UFOs, tapping into public curiosity about the unidentified phenomena. The files featuring intriguing sightings, such as a bright object making 90-degree turns over Kazakhstan and Buzz Aldrin observing a light source during Apollo 11. The release aims to promote transparency, though experts warn these videos can be misinterpreted. Some members of Congress are pushing for further disclosure. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the NPR Wine Club, which has generated over $1.75 million to support NPR programming. Learn more at nprwineclub.org. Available to adults 21 or older. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate May 8th. Last July, space telescopes recorded an event that sounds like the plot of a B-horror movie, Zombie versus Vampire. Spoiler alert, the vampire won. It drained away the zombie's life's blood, or make that its afterlife's blood. The encounter took place in a galaxy billions of light years away from Earth. Space telescopes detected a sudden flare-up in X-rays from the galaxy's outskirts. The region also produced several short outbursts of gamma rays, the most powerful form of energy. At their peak, each burst produced as much energy every second as the sun will emit in a billion years. Analysis revealed a possible explanation. A medium-sized black hole devoured a white dwarf, the corpse of a sun-like star. Astronomers have seen similar encounters before, but most of them involved stars that were in the prime of life, so the stars were big. A white dwarf is only about as big as Earth, which is just 1% the sun's diameter. So a white dwarf is compact and extremely dense. Its surface gravity is strong, so it's not easily disrupted. In this case, though, the white dwarf buzzed a black hole about 75,000 times the mass of the sun. The black hole's gravity ripped apart the white dwarf in one big bite. Debris swirled around the black hole. Magnetic fields fired some of it into space at almost the speed of light, creating bursts of gamma rays. The whole thing was over in a flash, as the vampire sucked the zombie dry. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you.
The National Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Charles Gerhardt, and music from The Jungle Book, based on the tale of Rudyard Kipling, a tale told many times, and once in 1942 in a movie by Zoltán Korda, with the music written by Miklos Rocha, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening and welcome to Film Music Friday. I'm Jeff Watson. Tonight I've got a program for you that's all about animals, both the friendly and the hostile kind. We'll certainly be in the jungle later when we enjoy Jerry Goldsmith's music from Ghost and the Darkness. Plus, we have the sounds of Free Willy, and a bit later in the program we'll be horsing around with the likes of Seabiscuit and Black Beauty. That's all ahead tonight on Film Music Friday. Thanks for stopping by. We will continue with some music about a friendly dog, not just anyone, but the goodest boy in all of show business, Lassie, whose tale has been told many times, one of the most recent being in a 2005 movie with music by composer Adrian Johnston. We'll listen to a little next on Kansas Public Radio. That's by composer Adrian Johnston from Lassie, the 2005 film version, here on Kansas Public Radio. For this program about animals, I wanted a little music about a friendly dog, and I was thinking about playing you something from Cujo, but I remembered that one wasn't quite so friendly after all. The same is true for a pair of man-eating lions from the film The Ghost and the Darkness. We've got that coming up in about 10 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. We will depart for the moment from the world of fiction to nonfiction and find animals in their natural habitat, as they were depicted in The Perfect Planet, David Attenborough's 2021 BBC Nature documentary series, with music provided by composer Elon Eshkari. A few selections that described wildebeests and bears. Next on Film Music Friday.
Thank you.
Wildebeests and Bears, a few selections of music written by Elon Eshkeri. For The Perfect Planet, David Attenborough's 2021 BBC Nature documentary series, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. As we know from documentaries like A Perfect Planet, the world of animals can be an enchanting and even beautiful place, but it can also be quite dangerous and hostile, as they discovered in 1996 in a fictionalized account of the true story of the man-eating lions of the Kenyan region of Tsavo, a word itself that means a place of slaughter. Next on Kansas Public Radio, here's music by Jerry Goldsmith from The Ghost and the Darkness on KPR. music from The Ghost and the Darkness by Jerry Goldsmith here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us tonight on Film Music Friday for music about the wild world of animals. Still to come on the program later this evening, from John Williams selections from Jurassic Park, as well as Jaws, that and much more on the way. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Here's a little something from composer Michael Giacchino from the 2016 Disney picture about a bunch of animals reimagined as buddy cop characters. A little sweet from Zootopia, next on KPR.
Thank you.
A little suite from Zootopia with music by composer Michael Giacchino here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Not long to go now until NPR News at the top of the hour. Much more music about animals on the way in tonight's program. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, 10 there. The occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift right now is so important. Become a sustainer today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. While you're there, check out Film Music Friday, listen to the program on demand, and let us know what you think of the program. We've got something for you now from the great Basil Polidorus, and one of the most unforgettable tales about a bond between a boy and his animal, in this case a boy and his killer whale, from 1993. We've got music from Free Willy for you on Kansas Public Radio. by Basil Polidorus, a Sweetie Willie, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Just ahead, news from NPR. And in the next hour, we've got work by John Williams. From two pictures about animals, he did Jurassic Park as well as Jaws. There'll also be a bit more music about whales from composer Lisa Gerard. That and much more still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Thanks for joining me tonight on Film Music Friday. Don't forget to drop a comment and let us know how you think the show's doing all over at kansaspublicradio.org.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Catch Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Last month, Virginia voters approved a redistricting measure that could have gotten Democrats four more seats in Congress. Today, Virginia's Supreme Court has nullified the election. Jad Khalil from member station VPM reports.
The court's ruling stems from Virginia's long constitutional amendment process. It requires the legislature to pass the text of an amendment, then stand for re-election, and then pass it again before voters approve it. Virginia Democrats had to sprint to get it passed in the first step and did so after early voting had already begun. The Virginia Supreme Court said that, quote, irreparably undermines the integrity of the resulting referendum. It's a major defeat for national Democrats who were counting on Virginia to blunt President Trump's redistricting push. State Democrats also spent lots of political capital on the effort. Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, Don Scott, said they would respect the result of the referendum. Likewise, it's a win for Republicans. State Senate Minority Leader Ryan McDougal said the ruling was constitutional and not partisan. For NPR News, I'm Jad Khalil in Richmond.
The U.S. military says it fired on and disabled two Iranian oil tankers after exchanging fire with Iranian forces in the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates reported another missile and drone attack today. The violence further undermines a month-old ceasefire. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. was acting defensively and insists the ceasefire is still in effect.
Of course we fired back at them. They were shooting at us. That's what I would expect to do. Only stupid countries don't shoot back when you're shot at. And we're not a stupid country.
Iran says the U.S. strikes violate the truce. The Trump administration is awaiting Tehran's response to the latest U.S. proposal aimed at ending the war. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is around $4.55. In California, it's $6.16. That's about 10 cents higher than Monday, even though oil prices have come down a bit this week. NPR's Camilla Domonoski reports.
Global crude oil futures have been highly volatile since the start of the war. They spike up on any news that signals a drawn-out conflict and fall down on any hint that a resolution may be nigh. But traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, that crucial waterway for oil markets, has remained all but non-existent in recent days. The global oil market is facing a supply crisis that doesn't go away based on a social media post or a headline. Meanwhile, refinery outages in the Midwest pushed U.S. gasoline prices up even further. And warmer weather means the start of summer driving season when demand usually goes up. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
President Trump drove his motorcade across the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. yesterday. His administration is painting the pool a color he calls American flag blue. Trump announced the project last month, telling reporters at the time that he was inspired by a friend's complaints while visiting from Germany. Trump said the project will cost nearly $2 million. U.S. stocks rose to new records today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. That's from the 2002 animated picture Ice Age, the story of a woolly mammoth, a ground sloth, and a saber-toothed tiger and their adventures in the prehistoric age. We heard some opening travel music that was written by David Newman here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Good evening and welcome back. I'm Jeb Watson, and tonight's program is all about the animals, animal friends, animal enemies, and many who are just doing their own thing. Coming up, we've got music about horses. Randy Newman's music from Seabiscuit, followed by Danny Elfman, and work that he wrote for Black Beauty. That's all ahead tonight on Film Music Friday. Thanks for being with us. I'd like to continue on this hour with work from the great John Williams, who, while working with Steven Spielberg on a couple of notable occasions, gave us some pictures about interesting animals. In one, we'll hear about animals who were once extinct but scientifically engineered to live again, followed by the story of an aggressive shark, one that was made extinct by the Amityville Island chief of police. Music from Jurassic Park, followed by Jaws. If you didn't get a chance to hear last week's John Williams concert by the Topeka Symphony, here's a little taste of what it might have been like next on Film Music Friday. Thank you. from John Williams. The conclusion to his original soundtrack to 1975's Jaws, and before that, a suite from Jurassic Park, two offerings from the master, tonight on Film Music Friday. Still to come on tonight's program about animals in movies, work from a composer who's definitely in the top tier, Danny Elfman, and his music from Black Beauty. That's still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org. Next on KPR, I've got something a bit unusual for you from composer Lisa Gerard. We last heard on this program collaborating with Hans Zimmer on the score to Gladiator. Here, she wrote the music for a 2002 New Zealand film that was about a young Maori girl whose ambition and bond with whales helped her become the chief of her tribe. This is from Whale Rider, next on KPR.
Thank you.
from composer Lisa Gerard. Music from the New Zealand film Whale Rider, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, Friday, May 22nd through Sunday, May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com. Liam Neeson versus the Wolves in the survival film The Gray, with music by Mark Streitenfeld, here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Friday evening. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Ride Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Well, so far tonight, we've heard stories about friendly dogs, about bears, about wolves, about dinosaurs and whales. Time for some stories about horses, and we're going to begin with one about a racehorse who nobody really expected much from, but went on to challenge the invincible Triple Crown winner War Admiral during the Great Depression. Next on Film Music Friday, Randy Newman's score to Seabiscuit.
Thank you.
story of hope, of beating the odds, and a really fast racehorse during the Great Depression. Weird music by Randy Newman from Seabiscuit here on Kansas Public Radio. Not long to go now until NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by jazz. And in our remaining time, I've got one more story about a horse, and perhaps one of the most famous ones. Certainly by one of the most famous best-selling books of all time, written in 1877 by English author Anna Sewell. That was about Black Beauty, his grooms and companions. A story told from the horse's actual perspective. Adapted for the screen many times, notably in 1994, with a very emotional score provided by Danny Elfman. We'll listen to it next on Film Music Friday. Thank you. Pure Magic from Danny Elfman and the 1994 film adaptation of the story of Black Beauty here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've reached the end of another program. I'm Jeb Watson. Hope you've enjoyed this evening's Film Music Friday. I'll get started getting something interesting together for you next week. Keep it tuned right here next for NPR News, followed by Jazz, coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
That's Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is urging European allies to take concrete action against Iran, even as he seeks to repair strained ties with Italy and the Vatican. After meeting with Italy's prime minister today, Rubio warned that Tehran was attempting to assert control over the Strait of Hormuz, calling the move unacceptable and a threat to global security. President Trump says plans are in place for a three-day ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine starting this weekend, and he says a halt to hostilities could be the beginning of the end of the long war between them. It'll happen as Russia celebrates Victory Day, celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more.
Trump says in a social media post that the ceasefire will be Saturday, March 9th through Monday, March 11th, and that it will include a swap of 1,000 prisoners from each country. Trump claims that he asked for the ceasefire and that Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed. He added that peace talks are continuing in the war. Zelensky previously proposed a truce. Last year, ending the Russia-Ukraine conflict was a central goal of the Trump administration's foreign policy. However, the administration this year has been occupied, first by deposing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, and now by the war the U.S. and Israel are waging in Iran. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, the White House.
The national redistricting battle over congressional seats has swung toward Republicans. A Virginia court today invalidated a Democratic redistricting effort that could have gained additional seats for the party. Meanwhile, Republicans in Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana pressed ahead with redistricting efforts after the Supreme Court weakened the Voting Rights Act protections for minorities. A group of protesters is suing the Department of Homeland Security to stop federal officers from taking the DNA of U.S. citizens arrested while protesting the agency's immigration enforcement tactics. As NPR's Meg Anderson reports, the lawsuit filed this week alleges the federal government wrongfully arrested the protesters and is now storing their DNA in a database.
The four people who brought the case say they were peacefully protesting outside an ICE detention center near Chicago when they were arrested. Each was forced to give a DNA sample. Two were never charged, and the other two faced misdemeanor charges that were later dismissed. But they say the government still has their genetic profile. DHS did not respond to a request for comment, but in an earlier statement, DHS told NPR that federal law requires them to collect the DNA of people they arrest. The lawsuit argues, however, that a 2013 Supreme Court case only allows the practice in the case of serious crimes. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
U.S. stocks rose to new records today following the latest sign that the nation's job market is doing better than economists expected. This is NPR News. Olivia and Liam have topped the list of U.S. baby names for the seventh year in a row. The Social Security Administration released the list just in time for Mother's Day. Charlotte climbed to second place among girls, ending Emma's six-year run. On the boys' side, the top four names, Liam, Noah, Oliver, and Theodore, held steady. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa could face fresh impeachment proceedings over a long-running scandal involving cash stuffed in a couch. NPR's Kate Bartlett reports.
The scandal involves more than $500,000 that was stolen from Ramaphosa's farm in 2020. The money had been hidden under the cushions in a sofa. Ramaphosa, a keen cattle breeder, denied wrongdoing and said the $580,000 was the proceeds of a sale of prize buffaloes. His political opponents accused him of a tax dodge or money laundering and called for his resignation. But in 2022, Parliament voted against starting impeachment proceedings. Now, the country's highest court has ruled that was a mistake and ordered that an impeachment committee be set up to investigate. Ramaphosa's political future now hangs in the balance. Kate Bartlett, NPR News, Johannesburg.
William Shakespeare's Hamlet is having a renaissance with adaptations worldwide. Eddie Izzard is taking a one-person production of Hamlet on a worldwide tour. Taylor Swift's Fate of Ophelia recently dominated the charts. And Anthony Hopkins is delighting fans on TikTok with Hamlet soliloquies. Some scholars say Hamlet resonates today as it allows audiences to explore deep emotions and process angst. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
New music from the Ben Markley Big Band opening tonight's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. It's a Cedar Walton composition, NPS, arranged by Ben Markley for the Big Band, and featuring vibraphonist Steve Nelson and trumpeter Terrell Stafford. The album is called Tuesday Morning Feeling, the Ben Markley Big Band. I'm Bob McWilliamson. Thanks for joining me. Speaking of trumpeter Terrell Stafford, we're going to hear him in this set from his album This Side of Strayhorn, doing Billy Strayhorn's Johnny Come Lately. We'll do that after we debut a new album by bassist Will Lyle. And lots of goodies on the way, including singer Kurt Elling with the WDR Big Band. The Will Lyle album is called The All-Seeing Eye. He's got Dave Kokoski playing piano, Billy Drummond drums, and tenor saxophonist Lucas Pino. And this is Will Lyle's composition called Saturn Return on KPR. Thank you.